Randy gave this to me down there, and I tried to interview Randy Lynn.
Oh, really?
Tell us about your win today.
Oh, it was good. It was pretty fun.
Oh, that's cute.
We are joined. We are joined in the media center with number one qualifier, Bo Butner.
You don't have the mic on your hand.
Yeah. Thanks. Bo, you ran a time of 6.522 at 211.46 miles per hour. You are coming off of a win in Pomona, and now you're starting number one in Phoenix. Talk about your momentum for tomorrow.
Well, our Jim Butner Auto Group Summit Racing Speed Dog Chevy Camaro has been pretty good since I came back out this season. So it's just carrying over from Pomona. Didn't change a lot. We made a very good little poke there the first run, so we could try some more the second run. And it bit us a little bit, but now we know what not to do during race day. So very happy, and the momentum's going great.
You decided to come back to Pro Stock this year. Looks like that's a good decision so far, don't you think?
Yeah, I was, I don't know, maybe I was ready for something else, but yeah, it was a very good decision, and I knew if I would come back, we would be competitive, or it wouldn't have been an option, but yeah, I'm very happy we made that decision, and I hope everybody else is.
You were number one here in 2016. Talk about, so you've had success here in the past, so do you think that'll carry over until tomorrow?
Yeah, that was a different time, different year. It's so hard to qualify number one for anybody. I'm like on a year-long drought of being number one qualifier. That's just how close it is. So just getting lucky enough to make that good run, and it held up. So yeah, we have great momentum, and I can't wait for tomorrow race day.
Any other questions?
When you came back, do you feel that sort of set things in motion for maybe some other people to say, hey, he's coming back, maybe this shortened schedule is a good thing for us?
I think a few of us came back due to the schedule being shortened, but Drew Skillman's a very good friend of mine. He lives 100 miles from me, and I mean, as we both said, we were going to retire together, but man, you need to come run stock and super stock, so I'm still going to do that also. But knowing Drew, he's probably missing it a little bit. I know Tanner Gray is missing it. He texts me like every run, every day, go get him, because we have JT and then we have Conley, of course. So still a good tie with Tanner, but Tanner misses it too, and I'm glad he's racing the other stuff, because he was tough.
But do you think that other people said, if Bo's coming back, then maybe I better take another look at it, sort of thing?
I mean, I don't know if it's just due to me, but it probably works out in their schedules to be better for a job or a way to make an income. I mean, it saves a lot of money at in the year's end. So, but I'm just happy we came back and we're as competitive as we are.
At first, a lot of people thought, oh, this is maybe a slap in the face or something.
I agree with a lot they're doing. I mean, just that move was smart. Maybe this TV show that's coming out, I think that's going to be very awesome. I know for a fact around my home area, we have a lot of local fans that are into Pro Stock. And I think you're going to see a big, big thrive when it comes to that. And depends on what they put on TV with us, but the right class, and it's going to be a whole different deal. And I think that's good for us. What's that? Absolutely not. She races stock pro. It's a difference. So, yes.
Anything else? Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.